Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Haruna in Japan about the usage of the words near and nearby. Dear teacher, today I have a question about two words, near and nearby. What is the difference between these two words? Thank you, and best regards, Haruna. I'm happy to answer this question, Haruna. Both words can mean close in distance to something. The word near also has other meanings, as we will see. We can put the word nearby at the end of a sentence. For example, if you are in someone's house and a person in the house says,
"The market is nearby."
That means the market is close to the house. The speaker does not need to say the word house because the word nearby means close to the place already stated or known. However, when we use the word near to say where something is, we say both places. The following example shows this.
Their house is near the market.
The following two examples also show this difference in usage between nearby and near.
The doctor's office is nearby. The doctor's office is near the bank.
We can also use nearby as an adjective before a noun, as in this example.
Pollution from a nearby factory makes the air unhealthy to breathe.
Next, let's look at three other ways we can use the word near. We can use it as an adverb to express the idea that something will happen soon in the future, as in this example.
The end of our trip is near.
We can also use near as a compound adjective, as in the following example.
That old car is still in near perfect condition.
Remember that when we write compound adjectives, we must put a hyphen or short line connecting the two adjectives. Lastly, we can use the word near as a verb, meaning getting close to in time, as in this example.
The building project is nearing completion.
For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? We'd like to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please include where you are from in your email, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.